evening. I'm calling to order the council meeting for the Borough of Edgewood for Monday, May 18th, 2015. Ms. Bastianini, you call the roll.
Mr. Bray.
Here.
Dr. Wallace. Mr. Wainwright.
Here.
Mr. Wilson.
Here.
Dr. Petrola. Mr. Fuller.
Here.
Ms. Schaefer.
Here, and let the record reflect that the mayor is also in attendance. If you would please stand with me to recite the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. If you would all please join with me for a moment of silence in memory of and honor of Dr. William Vincent, who was a former borough mayor from 1982 to 1986, who passed away recently. Thank you. At this time, we'll entertain items from the floor. If you would come forward, sign in with your name and address, and you have 5 minutes to address council.
I think it's just me. I wrote my comments down and wrote it in a letter form for each of you as well. Do you want me to pass that out now or after I read it, or however you want? I don't care.
Well, why don't you read it to us, and that way then you have our undivided attention.
Perfect. Okay, my name is Jason Cato. I live at 573 Greendale Avenue. And I'll just read from this. It said, an inadvertent misstep while trying to do something good recently led to considerable dialogue with our borough manager following the removal of several signs declaring, drive like your kids live here. It was an enlightening experience. I understand that my sign was removed due to being placed there right of way. It has been returned and planted in my yard on Greendale Avenue, though the new spot is much less visible than the original location. We don't even have children, but seeing the signs posted by others made us think about our own driving behavior, and the kid part seemed to resonate. A woman in Wethersfield, Connecticut, started the campaign in 2010 in an effort to address speeding and reckless driving in her community. Now people across the country are paying up to $16 a pop to place these signs in their own communities. This isn't being done to support the founder's efforts in Connecticut. People are buying these signs because they have real concerns about what is happening where they live. This includes Edgewood. We bought our sign to send a message, both to drivers and municipal leaders. The way people drive in our community is concerning, and more needs to be done about it. Hundreds of cars travel up and down Greendale Avenue each day. Many exceed the 25 mile per hour speed limit. More than a few ignore one or more of the three stop signs along the half mile stretch. While we hope our sign helps, we don't expect it to solve such a constant problem. I also don't want to simply dump a problem in your lap and walk away. I have ideas of some measures that might help. I'm sure other residents do too. I urge council and borough officials to schedule a meeting or series of meetings to encourage residents to share their concerns and thoughts about traffic and safety in our community. The signs are there, pun intended, that it is a good time to have such a community conversation. The borough's website and monthly newsletter would be a good place to advertise such an effort. A few signs couldn't hurt either. You also might consider manning a booth at community events like movie nights, ball games, or festivals. This ordeal also taught me something else. While Edgewood has a 7-page ordinance to combat the scourge of yard signs, the borough has not crafted a single word of its own when it comes to litter. Yet it's constant on many of our streets, sidewalks, lawns, and open spaces. Since moving into this community, I have participated in the last two spring cleanup days sponsored by the Edgewood Foundation. I believe that's who sponsors this. But it takes more than the occasional effort to combat an everyday problem. A major component to addressing the problem is frequently cleaning it up. This responsibility should fall on resident volunteers, block groups, and individual property owners. Other keys to combating litter are enforcement and education. Those fall on the municipality. I understand that Edgewood enforces the state litter laws, though I'd be interested to see how frequently those laws are enforced. I pick up litter several times a week in front of my house and along the routes I walk. In addition to countless fast food and junk food wrappers, other discarded items I often encounter include beer cans or bottles and foil wrappers from liquor bottles. This type of litter suggests an even more reckless type of driving. I would submit litter is equally as or more damaging to the aesthetics and image of our community than yard signs. But in order to address it, we need local laws, both to show that we recognize this is an issue worthy of addressing and that we're committed to doing something about it. Part of an anti-litter education component should include signs, stating both that we care about our community and don't want people to trash it, as well as that what the punishment would be for those who do. Again, I care about this issue and I'm willing to help do something about it. Perhaps the borough could help support a committee to look into what anti-litter efforts have proven effective in other communities and how to implement them here. And finally, I urge the borough to launch an Edgewood Pride campaign. If we, as a community, made and sold our own signs that focus on traffic safety and anti-litter efforts, we could raise money and awareness to fix the real problems that exist in such a wonderful place. You might be surprised at the response of such an effort, as well as its results.
All good.
Well, I think what you have is a lot, and I want to thank you. First of all, I do want to affirm to you that your efforts in controlling the, making people aware of that children are particularly along Race in Greendale, but you know also throughout our community. It's not just you know the one street. Your participation in that effort is very much appreciated, and I think you know your conversations. I hope with Ms. Bastianini, you know, expressed that
they did.
Okay,
and very much so.
And you know why we removed the signs.
Yes.
That being said, there are a couple things. We do enforce the litter laws, as you're aware. Catching people when they litter is no small feat. And you know, those of us who also have participated on cleanup day, Earth Day, you take it personal whenever you've just cleaned a street and you find litter on it the next day. Ask Mr. Wainwright. Like, you know,
that afternoon.
That being said, I there are a couple of things that we've thought about but haven't moved on. That perhaps your letter and your assistance would be helpful. There is a litter czar that promotes cleanup campaigns in communities.
I met him
at the Connect meeting.
Boris Weinstein.
That's him.
Yeah, I've talked to him.
Okay, I get his newsletter.
And
I've talked to him. He actually has some good ideas, and he is passionate about, you know, keeping communities clean. So what we can do is I'll talk with Community Service, the committee I'm also on, Dr. Petrola is the chair of, and Mr. Wainwright's on it, Community Service, and we'll look at his program. And we'd like to... and I would also suggest that we contact you.
Sure.
And if you would be willing to meet with Community Service to share some of your ideas as well, we can also work with the Edgewood Foundation for an Edgewood Pride booth at Community Day and use, as you said, the newsletter. We've tried to do that a number of times with dog cleanup and other things. We also have the campaign where our stormwater basins are. You know, don't throw anything in there.
Right. Or in the street because it washes into.
That's right. That's exactly right. So you know, it makes people stop and look there, but not 20 feet ahead when they're throwing their Burger King or their, you know, Arby's wrappers out the door.
Today's rain probably washed it down.
That's
three
right.
Of a mile.
That's right.
To the
so it is a concern for us because we're responsible then for that refuge that goes into the rivers, you know, into our storm sewers. So That's sort of what I am proposing. So I'll talk with Dr. Petrola and Mr. Wainwright, and we'll work out a community service meeting and and meet with you, and then carry it forward from there to the foundation and the rest of council. You know, clearly public safety, but I do want to assure you that we do. You know, our officers really do look out for.
I don't think anyone doesn't care. Clearly, you know, and I understand catching someone littering is probably right behind finding the end of the rainbow. You know, I mean, it's difficult to do. I mean, because I sit on my porch and things. I mean, I look for it. You know, I've seen it twice where I've actually seen the person do it. But I can walk in or out of my house within an hour and see three more pieces that weren't there before. So, you know, it would take, what if the manpower would take, I understand, that we're not going to eradicate it, but I think that my guess would be that 90% of people, if not more than that, that live in Edgewood, have an immense pride in their community. And I think a concerted effort might get more people involved in helping combat this problem. And the first stage of combating that problem is people like myself and, I mean, you guys, when you're not council members, as regular residents and our neighbors and everyone, picking it up when they see it. I mean, that people are going to throw it down, but who's going to come pick it up? We have to do it.
When you walk your dog, take a garbage bag and, you know, pick up paper. That's what I do.
And I'd be honored to, you know, share some of my thoughts and meet the rest of the people on your committee and you know, see if there's a way that, you know, that we can do more.
Sure. No, I would appreciate that. If you're willing to.
I'm more than willing. So.
I figured you were or you wouldn't be here. And, yes, Mr. Wilson.
Yeah, we did have at Forbes and Braddock, or Braddock and Hutchinson, and by the Parkway, there were signs a long time ago, I'm talking 80s, when that litter campaign came out. And there was a fine, it was $100. Everyone was shocked to see that when it came out. I don't know what our ordinance is right now, I'm not claiming, but I know there is a fine for it. So there is something there.
State law is $300, I believe.
It's $300 is what.
I've driven it before, and I know this because I just drove it again yesterday coming through West Virginia, and it surprised me the first time I ever saw their signs. Because the first time I passed it, I was like, there's no way it said what I thought it said. So I paid attention to the next one, and their fine is $20,000. I still see litter there, though. I mean, you know, so the signs don't cause people to stop, but they help. I mean,
it's an epidemic proportion.
It's not just here. I mean, it's worse in other places.
You know, out in the country, you know, Robinson, you know, Township in Washington County, and, you know, I mean, where there's nothing but farms. And, I mean, I feel like that Native American on the commercial in the 80s with the tear coming down. And, you know, I mean.
It wasn't Native American.
Huh?
It wasn't Native American.
Oh, no. Well, regardless.
Yeah,
you know, I mean, when I was growing up, I thought it was. And anyway, you know, you feel that. Dr. Petrola is chair of community services. This is Mr. Cato, and he talked about working together to have some. He has a letter there that he read to develop.
Address and phone number at the bottom.
Great. Some campaign for Edgewood Pride for litter pickup.
And for traffic safety.
And traffic safety as well. So I said that we would call a community service meeting and if he would come and you know share his ideas and things, that we would work with the Edgewood Foundation and also with, you know, public safety with the traffic kind of ideas. But we would start with community service. So we will let you know when we're having that meeting, and I thank you very much for all that you've done.
I mean,
I
didn't know where it went at first. I had no idea. You know, I didn't know if somebody stole it or what happened.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
But
you were littering.
What's that?
You were littering.
threw it into the wash basin. You know?
Yeah, no, we appreciate the sentiment. We clearly do.
Thanks.
All right, thank you.
Perfect time of year, too.
Yeah, particularly. Anything else to be brought before council? No? Okay. All right, then. We will continue on with, does anyone have any changes to the April 20th meeting minutes that were in your packets? And also let the record reflect that Mr. Barry is now in attendance as... Oh, you want to trade places?
I'll switch.
Yeah, go ahead. Sit there. You remember what it feels like to sit on the side of the table.
Oh, yeah. This is where I sat at the very beginning.
So I realized you weren't compatible with anybody.
Anyone have anything? All right, Mr. Wainwright?
I move to approve the minutes of April 20, 2015.
Second.
Second by Mr. Petrola. Any questions or comments? Ms. Bastianini, you call the roll.
Mr. Bray.
Aye.
Mr. Wainwright.
Aye.
Mr. Wilson.
Aye.
Dr. Petrola.
Aye.
Mr. Fuller.
I'll abstain because I was not here.
Ms. Schaefer.
Aye, and the motion passes. Anybody have any corrections for the May 4th meeting minutes?
I move to approve the minutes of May 4th, 2015.
Second.
Any questions or comments there? Ms. Bastianini, you call the roll.
Mr. Bray.
Aye.
Mr. Wainwright.
Aye.
Mr. Wilson.
Aye.
Dr. Petrola.
Aye.
Mr. Fuller.
Yes.
Ms. Schaefer.
Aye, and the motion passes. Motion to authorize payment of bills for goods and services. Mr. Wainwright.
I move to authorize the payment of bills for goods and services received by the borough, having been reviewed and approved by the General Government Committee, from the General Fund in the amount of $79,578.14, and from the Sewer Fund in the amount of $5,952.85, for a total of $85,530.90.
Questions or comments, Mr. Wainwright?
I will save my report for the General Government Committee.
All righty then. Any other questions or comments? Ms. Bastianini, you call the roll.
Mr. Bray.
Aye.
Mr. Wainwright.
Aye.
Mr. Wilson.
Aye.
Dr. Petrola.
Aye.
Mr. Fuller.
Yes.
Ms. Schaefer.
Aye, and the motion passes. And so now, Mr. Wainwright, would you like to tell us about General Government?
General Government, I guess this month's half month's expenses. The biggest expense was $33,700 for a brand new Ford F-350 for the Public Works Department. We discussed the possibility of putting our Pliget money into a CD. We'll investigate that option.
Part of our Pliget money.
Part of our Pliget money.
The $183,000 that we had left in our Citizens General Fund account, Council has already moved that money into Pliget, so General Government is looking at low in the Pliget accounts if we can make more money if we put that in a CD. Once we have more information, we'll ask that for.
And finally, we discussed movie night, perhaps the possibility of forking out a little bit of cash to pay for the rights to some decent movies that might attract more people.
Okay.
That will be the end of my report.
All right.
Any questions for Mr. Wainwright? All right, police report, Mayor Cook.
Thank you, Madam President. I don't have an official report. I did talk with the chief, though. As stated earlier, we are clearly satisfied with the Edgewood Town Center and the cameras. There is one camera that is currently stationary, and we would like to be able to have that be able to move. And there seems to be cooperation from the town center to do this. Feel that we will get better coverage if that camera is able to move.
Okay. And I see that our new recruits are out and about. It was wonderful seeing them on patrol.
Yes.
So, we're good there?
We're good there.
Right. Any questions for Mayor Cook?
Officer Lewandowski, is he
on his own yet? No, not quite yet.
Not quite yet.
Another 2 to 3 weeks at top.
Public Safety, Mr. Fuller.
Public Safety met the solicitor, the mayor, and the chief were all there. First part of the meeting involved the changes to the Civil Service Commission rules. We discussed them. The solicitor, Mr. Perry, and the changes we made to Harvey and Neff. And we go over there and see what the chief thought about them.
I got the award document from Julie today, and
pass it. We also met with the firemen. Much of that topic of discussion was the fact that our fire truck is going to turn 20 years old in 2020. And our concern is ISO will downgrade the insurance in the borough because, according to their regulations, you can't have a first-line piece of equipment that's 20 years old. So they're looking into grant money and giving us a heads up as far as the budget over the next few years.
Ms. Bastianini, check on that just to be sure. It's hard to believe that they would downgrade us, but we're going to check.
Well, here's a question.
They did mention before they asked the question, they did mention that when we got rid of the ladder truck, the barrels rating was downgraded.
Yeah, how much of a downgrade?
They're going to try to find all that information and bring it back to us as a group.
Well, I think that that's something that Ms. Bastianini can find out from a borough standpoint with our insurance. So,
right. So the amount, what true effect would it have, the amount per household is what we were asking for.
Right.
Okay. Anything else, Mr. Fuller? The changes with the civil service were basically so that they would be in compliance with the borough code, is that correct?
If I can answer that, then there's basically three issues. The one, what was decided on Monday night, Tuesday night, was first of all that we would put language back into the rules and regulations, and the member of the council can serve on the commission because that is the state law. But we will specify that in the event of a hearing, that the member of council must recuse himself or herself from either as either a member of council or a member of the commission.
Sure.
So we'll specify. Secondly, that for the physical agility test for new police officers, we will just simply say based upon business necessity and MOPEC regulations. And thirdly, for the physical agility test for promotions, that it'll be based upon business necessity and can essentially be decided upon by the chief of police as to what is appropriate for promotions. The chief was very comfortable with that because physical agility test, but we'll still have it.
Okay, my only wanting to make sure that there's some protection is that if that the language is that the chief, that whatever that is, needs to be equal for all persons who are promoted.
Right. And if there's any issues, that's correct. And then if there are any issues relative to what test should be given, we'll address it at that time. When I say the chief of police, basically it will be the borough who decides what physical agility test, if
right.
any,
okay.
will be given to.
Right. It just needs to be equal to all
employee
at employees. That time. Okay.
Is that a good summary? Maybe?
Yes.
Anything else, Mr. Fuller? Any other questions for Mr. Fuller? Thank you. Thank you very much. Community Development, Mr. Bright.
Okay, Community Development did not meet. However, the offer was sent out to go on work.
Okay.
But it's too early.
Public Works, Dr. Petrola.
Public Works did not meet.
Are we going to meet at some point to talk about next year's road program?
Yes.
Mr. Dr. Petrola?
Yeah, we can do that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Community services, Dr. Petrola?
We didn't meet, but we can at some point to talk about the stuff that Mr. Cato brought up. I think would be okay. A good starting point.
Okay, great.
We'll loop you in with whatever we do from there.
Personnel, Mr. Fuller?
Personnel did not meet.
Pension, Mr. Bright?
Pension did not meet.
Three Rivers Wet Weather, Ms. Bastianini?
Three Rivers Wet Weather did not meet, but is still working on sewer regionalization efforts, and I have more to report on that in the manager's report.
Okay, and Connect?
Connect is meeting this Thursday, and their June meeting will be held here at the Edgewood Borough Building. If any of you can attend, I will get the date to you later. It's the third Thursday in June.
All right. Borough Solicitor's Report, Mr. Berry.
Madam President, no report.
Borough Manager's Report, Ms. Bastianini.
Thank you, Madam President. First, for sewers, the borough received a request from Alcosan for records relating to our trunk lines that we are hoping to transfer to Alcosan. So this is the first step in the road to Edgewood being part of the regionalization efforts. Our engineer is currently compiling all of that information, and we'll send them to Alcosan. After they've had a chance to review, they will set up a meeting with our municipality individually, and we'll go over those records, if there's anything missing, if there's anything that they have a problem with, and really hammer down exactly what will be included in that transfer. So it's still a ways away, but we're making progress.
From your mouth to God's ears.
Yes. Storm sewers. The borough's public works employees are cleaning out all of our catch basins, so if you see the street sweeper out, it's because it has a vacuum on it, and they use that. They, in compliance with our MS4 permit, are documenting any repairs that need to be made. There are a few repairs that we found that we're going to have to work on, nothing major, but some brick replacement that we will begin working on after we've gone through and cleaned out all of the catch basins. Municipal Benefit Services, which is formerly MEIT, the borough uses them for our employees' dental vision coverage, as well as life insurance, long-term disability. I've been asked to sit on their advisory board, and I just wanted to bring this up to council to make sure that you were all okay with that. They meet quarterly. It'd be a few hours a quarter, and it would, members of the board are privy to negotiations between the trust and the health insurance providers. I think that could give us some good information. Currently don't use municipal benefit services for our hospitalization, but this would allow us to keep an ear to the ground and see what their rates are coming in so that we can compare ours. So if it's okay with council, I'd like to sit on that.
Not going to be any conflict?
No. No.
I think it's a great opportunity.
Just checking. Okay. Does anyone have a problem with that?
The last thing I wanted to bring up is refuse and recycling. The borough's contract with waste management will expire in December. So we will need to bid this contract. I'm looking at the bid documents now. I'd like to have a bid by the end of the summer, have the specs out, so that way we can have a hauler decided in plenty of time to transition if we need to a new hauler. There's a few more options that are available than I think last time we bid this, and I just wanted to mention them tonight to council, give you guys some time to think about it. The first is e-waste collection. I think you're all aware that DEP rules now do not allow residents to throw away TVs, computer monitors, anything like that, curbside. Several haulers are now have programs in place to collect e-waste in front of residents' doors. So they're at your door programs, and what happens is the homeowners would call whoever the hauler is and say, hey, I have a TV I'd like to throw away. They mail you an envelope with a large bag, and you can put your items in the bag, put it outside of your door, in your driveway, anywhere but the curb. And a separate truck from the garbage and recycling truck will come and collect those items. You can put your paint cans in there. Any hazardous materials can also be thrown away. Currently, it looks like This is adding about 50 cents a month to residents' bills. We obviously don't know. We'll see how the bids come in, if this is something you want to consider. But I can tell you that we do receive daily phone calls about what to do with TVs, what to do with fluorescent light bulbs. So I do think that this is something that our residents have a need for. And several different companies do this service, so we would not be writing anything into the bid specs that would make it so just one person could bid. So that's something to think about. Also, 90% of those items are recyclable, and we would include that tonnage in the borough's recycling grant that we submit each year. So I think you just saw we got $6,000 from the tonnage that our residents recycled last year. So all of this amount would be included in that.
I probably add a half a ton myself. Paint cans and stuff I still have my face.
We can talk a little bit more if there's anything else you guys would like to see in the garbage contract, but I think garbage is exciting, so we can talk about this a lot.
How many tons did we actually do for $6,000? Do we have any idea? That's okay.
So that's the 13 tonnage. I want to say it was under 600 tons.
Under 600 tons.
Yeah, maybe 550, somewhere around there. So that includes our residential curbside. We also receive information from the apartment buildings on what they recycle. And it's the bins in the back of the borough building here, and also Giant Eagle recycles. So they recycle all of their cardboard, and so everything recycled at the Giant Eagle Town Center. And the blue bags that you can put in outside of Giant Eagle. So those count towards our tonnage as well.
Oh, that's great.
Just to make you aware of a couple other programs, Waste Management right now has a recycling rewards program where they take your recycling route. Residents can sign up online, and you get coupons based on the amount of tonnage that your route recycles. These are coupons for private businesses, so Gecko, Red Lobster. They claim that they'll work with local businesses to try to get some of our local businesses on those lists as well. They also claim that many of our neighbors have this, and they've been receiving calls from Edgewood residents wondering about it. So that's something we can talk about more, but I just wanted to bring it up now. Also, yard waste. We do leaves ourselves, but there are ways we can bid this out so that once a year in the spring or the fall, residents can put out shrubs, plants, things like that that you might want to recycle. This is a new service that we don't have right now. So I just wanted to give you plenty of time to think about your own refuse needs and what you think would be good to include in the contract. And that's all I have.
Did we get all the signatures for the sewers down on Allenby?
I'd like to talk about that in executive session.
Perfect. Sorry.
I see that the little... Don't dump your stuff in the storm drains.
Yes.
It's moving along nicely.
Yes, we have an Eagle Scout who is putting all of the drains to river decals on our storm sewers, and we are thankful for his efforts, and he's making his way around the borough.
And on Community Day,
yes.
Does Nine Mile Run have a booth? Have we offered them a booth?
I don't believe that we have, but we can reach out to them.
I think that would be a great idea.
We will reach out to them.
That would also tie in with the litter cleanup.
Right.
So that'd be great. The whole recycling thing, mm-hmm. and we can fill a booth with that information as well.
That'd be great.
Get that Eagle Scout a little award during Community Days?
I would love to, yes.
Last year they kind of snuck away from us because they're obligations,
but
if we let him know now, it might.
I think we definitely should honor him for the service. I think that would be a nice way to do it.
Crushed.
I think some recognition would be, we did recognize the.
Mr. Zelenko.
Zelenko. Mr. Zelenko, we did recognize him for his working with the recording of our council meeting, so I think it's appropriate. It's not, a precedent has already been set, so it's not like we be doing something for one and not for another. Is there any other questions or anything for Ms. Bastianini? We did have the newcomers meeting. Mayor Cook, do you want to, or Mr. Wainwright, either of you want to report on that?
The message, the email that I got was that it was the best attended ever and that it went exceptionally well. I don't want to steal the thunder from the next report from them, but it really was well attended with a whole lot of newcomers and new families with young children.
Age of the borough is obviously trending
downward.
Downward.
Yeah, I'm the old lady on my street now. It's like a little embarrassing. we don't want to steal Mr. Cruz's thunder, but I did want to acknowledge that we did have a great turnout and houses are selling and. Or folks are moving into Edgewood, which is a wonderful thing. And across the board, when you ask, what do you think? They're very happy here. A lot of them had been here for, a year or two, and you start to settle in, and then you're ready to engage with the community. But very appreciative of Department of Public Works, and the snow removal of the streets was mentioned. Quite often, the response of the fire department, the response of the police department, and the personal interaction with our police officers, how can they help, and the promptness of the response, that folks could feel very comfortable walking in Edgewood, which is a testament to, the management, the chief, our officers and our employees that are doing a good job, that care about what they do. Any new business to be brought forward? Okay. Committee action, sanitary sewer repair contract. Mr. Wilson.
All right. I move to award contract number 14-S1 to Aqua Infrastructure Rehabilitation Company, DBA Tri-State Grouting, LLC, as low bidder in the amount of $349,790, as recommended by the borough engineer, Jason Stanton, in his letter dated May 5th, 2015, subject to Aqua Infrastructure Rehabilitation Company obtaining the required insurance certificates, performance bonds, and payment bonds in review of approval of the, by the same, by the
second.
Questions or comments? Bastianini?
Yes. This sewer repair work is part of our operation and maintenance long-term plan. It was advertised twice in the paper. Bids were opened in public, and Tri-State Grouting was the low bid. Tri-State Grouting is a local company that was recently purchased by Aqua Infrastructure. Our Aqua Structure. Our engineers have worked with them in the past, and it's going to be the same people on the ground doing the work, and they feel comfortable with them. And they were the low bidder. You can tell we're getting pretty good bids. We got three bids around the same amount.
Yeah, I was surprised.
We're happy with these bids, and we think that we're getting qualified bidders.
I wondered why the name was a lot longer.
Yes.
It was like currently known as Prince. any other, Mr. Barry, you looked at stuff and it was all cool with you?
Everything's fine. Pretty much what we budgeted?
It's a little bit more than we budgeted. Last year's project, if you remember, it was the 2013 project, ran into some timing issues and some weather issues. So there were a few things that were part of that plan that did not get accomplished that are now on this year's plan. So that was a little under budget in 2013. And we had to add some work on lacrosse, got bumped off the last contract. And as you're aware, with our consent order, we have to do the repairs. So they got put onto this one. So it is a little more expensive.
Yeah, But I did review everything, and everything is appropriate. This would also include alibi, right?
Correct. All right. Any other questions or comments about this? Ms. Bastianini, you call the roll, please.
Mr. Bright.
Aye.
Mr. Wainwright.
Aye.
Mr. Wilson.
Aye.
Dr. Petrola.
Aye.
Mr. Fuller.
Yes.
Ms. Schaefer.
Aye, and the motion passes. Motion to sell the Ford F-350. Mr. Wilson.
I move to advertise for sale one 2005 Ford F-350 truck. The unit will be sold as is to the highest responsible bidder.
Second.
Have questions or comments?
This is the Public Works truck that we are replacing with the motion to buy the new one that council authorized earlier in the year. It's a 2005, and we think we'll get a decent amount of money for it. It's still a good car. It's starting to rust, and so we don't want to put the money into replacing the rust when it's 10 years old, and we are hoping to find a good bidder. Yes, Mr. Wilson.
We're going to keep that steel plate in the back for sale. That covers up all the rust. That's strengthening.
Right. Yeah, we're gonna keep that.
We're taking it off.
No, we're gonna keep it in the car. I believe we have a new one for the new bed.
Okay. And the plow with it or not?
No, the plow is not being sold with it.
Does the plow fit with the new truck?
It does.
Okay.
We're buying it's the same model, just 10 years newer.
Any other questions or comments? Ms. Bastianini, call the roll.
Mr. Bright.
Aye.
Mr. Wainwright.
Aye.
Mr. Wilson.
Aye.
Dr. Petrola.
Aye.
Mr. Fuller.
Yes.
Ms. Schaefer.
Aye, and the motion passes. Is there any need for an executive session?
A brief one, yes.
Regarding?
Potential litigation.
We will be going into executive session regarding potential litigation. Will there be action? There's no action intended. I just want to remind everybody that tomorrow, vote early and vote often. Is there anything else? All right, at this time, we're going to go into executive session. Thank you all very much.